Well, if you liked it so much, what was it?
Meatloaf?
Nice try. You get three guesses, Chip.
Well, I ate it all, Uncle Charlie. How come I have to guess what it was?
Because you'd eat an inner tube if I put gravy on it. How about you?
Well, it was meat. I know that.
It was veal with mozzarella sauce, and it was delicious.
Thanks. I didn't ask you, Steve, because I don't like to embarrass the head of the family.
Well, I appreciate that, Charlie. Hey, you fellas better get at your homework.
Yeah.
Chip, did you get your new Spanish textbook?
No, I'm changing to French.
Well, why? You think French will be more useful?
No, because the Spanish class is full. Hey, honey, we better get going.
Well, I'd like to stay and help with the dishes.
All right, you kids, go ahead. I'll take care of them.
No, thanks, Uncle Charlie.
Where are you off to tonight?
Anderson's porch. Then we're going someplace to study.
Who's Anderson, and why should you sit on his porch?
It's a folk music place. You know, root beer, singing, popcorn. We'll see you later.
Thank you for the dinner.
Goodbye, kids.
Bye. Well, he's doing it again, Steve.
Doing what, Charlie?
Bobby's playing the girl game like he did back home. What's with him, anyway?
Well, he's in a new city, in a new school, and he's met a nice girl. It's as simple as that.
No, it's not as simple as that. You remember Sue Ann Donnelly back in Bryant Park? She had dinner with us every 5 minutes, just like this one is doing. Help me with the dishes and all the rest of it. And they did their homework together, just like this one. They had their heads together so much they locked eyeglasses. And then she up and married the football player just because he had an air conditioner in his car.
Well, come to think of it, Charlie, it seems that Robbie always has like one girl at a time.
Sure, but he cuts himself off from the rest of the supply doing that. He just came out here to California. He ought to get around, not tie himself down with one girl.
Well, I don't know, Charlie. I like Kitty.
Well, so do I. But I also like Sue Ann and Georgia Castling and Angela Marsh and Christine Mumbler and all the rest of them. But when Katie runs away with the first red-headed trumpet player that comes through town, he'll start all over again with a new girl.
Well, there's a little in what you say, Charlie.
There always is, but nobody pays any attention. You going to talk to him?
Well, we'll see.
That's what I like. A nice, definite answer.
Incidentally, Charlie, that wasn't veal, was it?
It was pork, but she hasn't run away with a red-headed trumpet player yet, so I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Hi, Dad. I'm home.
Rob, come on in a minute. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. Anderson's porch was really a blast.
Good. A little late, isn't it?
Oh, I guess so. Well, we worked on Katie's poli sci till about 12, and then we went over my forensic stuff, and then when I took her home, we talked. Well, you know how it is, Dad.
Sit down. You know, Charlie said something tonight that makes sense. He said you were conforming to a pattern with Katie.
Uncle Charlie said that?
Well, not in those exact words, but... Well, what he meant was that you always seemed to go with one girl to the exclusion of others.
Oh, right. I found out that running in a pack led to nothing but trouble.
But do you think that's fair to Katie? Or to yourself, for that matter? I mean, here you are in a new city, a new college, and you tied yourself down to one girl. And you're tying her down to one boy.
Tying her down?
Well, sure. She hasn't dated anybody else since you came to town, has she?
I guess not. She's awfully special, though, Dad.
I'm not telling you what to do, Rob. I'm just telling you what we noticed.
Well, I guess you're right, Dad. Now, Katie and I have a picnic tomorrow. I'll tell her then.
What are you going to say to her?
Just tell her we should share the wealth. You know, spread it around a little bit. Don't worry, Dad. I've been this route before, too. Night.
Good night, Rob.
Before you say anything, I'm going to defrost the refrigerator, and I'm not saving any of this half-eaten junk that you guys have been throwing in here.
Well, that's okay. It died anyway. Moss is supposed to grow at the North Pole, but I bet it doesn't, because it sure fouled out in the ice cube tray. Where'd Robbie and Katie go?
They went on a picnic, and then he's going to tell her to get lost.
Why, how come? I like her.
Yeah, but she's neat.
I like her, too. But she's taking up too much of his time.
Well, how do you get rid of a girl? A case that happens to me.
Diplomacy, my boy. Pick your spots and say the right thing. Or they cry a lot, but that's life.
Or Rob, I'd sure hate to have to tell a neat girl like Katie to get lost.
Katie, why don't we sit down and talk?
We've been talking.
Well, I know, but I mean talk.
Oh, talk.
Yeah.
All right, talk.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to talk about was, I think that...
Rowdy, you realize that when you get serious, a little cleft in your chin wiggles.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Always wanted to stop.
Katie, let's face it. There are about 10 million people just in Los Angeles that we haven't met. Well, if we only see each other, we never will meet them. And, do you see?
You're absolutely right.
I am?
Well, yes, we should meet people. Double date, go into crowds, react to strangers. Well, as long as we're together, it doesn't matter if we're alone all the time, right?
Right. 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 I've been trying to say it all day.
You have?
Well, sure I have. It's been murder, but, after all, how many times did you ask a girl to marry you?
Says you have to honk a lot through your nose if you're going to speak French.
Well, what if you have a cold?
Then you talk it better. They say a guy with big adenoids is a sensation over there.
Rob, did you talk to Katie today?
Yeah. Can I leave the table?
Excuse me, will you, Holmes?
Boy, what's wrong with Robbie? How come Dad followed him to the other room?
So he can find out what's wrong with him.
I'm just not hungry, Dad. Boy, did I foul up today.
How do you mean, Rob?
I not only didn't tell her we couldn't go steady anymore, I asked her to marry me.
How did that happen?
I don't know. We went for our picnic and we walked a lot. Maybe it's the weather, Dad. All day long, I kept feeling like it was spring.
Have you given any thought to the practical side of getting married?
Who gets practical when you just ask somebody to marry you? Boy, the two of us were just staring at traffic snarls like it was a sunset or something. You know, Dad?
Yes, I know.
Dad, I just can't get married.
Well, you can. It'd just mean quitting school and getting a job.
Which I won't do. It'd be like throwing everything out the window if I were to drop out now. It wouldn't even be fair to her.
I'd say that was a pretty sensible approach, Rob. It wouldn't be fair to her.
Sure, that's what I'll tell her. Yeah. Oh, boy. Thanks for talking some sense into my head.
Well, you did the talking, but I think you're right, Rob. Just tell her that marriage follows education and, you know what to say to her.
Sure. I'm not going to phone her now. I'm going to talk to her in broad daylight tomorrow. And we're going to stay out of those romantic places.
Say it like this. Comment allez-vous? Comment allez-vous? Comment allez-vous?
Rob, you're not doing too well with your dinner tonight.
I know. May I be excused, please?
Excuse me.
Boy, they're doing it again. Robbie left and Dan followed him.
They got a thing going about Katie. They'll tell us about it later.
What's out the window, Rob?
I don't know. I don't know why I'd do anything lately.
Was it hard to say? Did she take it badly?
Dad, you're not going to believe this, but... Well, you remember that $60 I had saved up?
So what about it?
I bought her a ring and we set the date.
Ernie, that's eavesdropping. That's like swiping stuff. What are they saying?
Well, I don't know. This house has thicker doors than the one back home. But they've been in there talking for an hour.
But, Dad, I'm asking you to interfere. Just go for a walk with her as though you're anxious to have a little chat. And then tell her we can't be married.
Well, the thing is, Rob, you really can't.
Oh, I know, but I can't seem to get the words out when I'm with her. Well, Dad, whatever she does to me, she certainly can't do to you. If you don't do this for me, I'll be a married man on the 7th of next month. Just find a way to take her for a drive or for a walk or something. Only, well, please be sure not to hurt her. I'd hate it if she were hurt.
Well, as I said, if the opportunity arises, we'll see. I said we'll see, Rob. Oh, hi, Kate.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
On your way home?
No, I've been invited to dinner. Again.
Oh.
I wanted to show Robbie this letter I wrote to my mother before I mailed it. She doesn't know about us yet.
Oh, she doesn't?
You're home early.
Well, no. I just stopped by to pick up some blueprints I need at the office. Kate. Wait a minute. I'll walk you to the mailbox.
Okay.
Allez-vous.
Well, that's better. Where are you going?
To stop Dad from ruining my life.
You know, it's funny how fate arranges things, Mr. Douglas.
Like what, Katie?
Well, if I hadn't been on my way to mail my letter just when you drove home, we might never have had a little talk.
Oh, I guess that's right.
Dad!
You all right, Rob?
Did you and Dad talk?
Well, of course. And your father is absolutely right about the wedding.
But, honey, I don't want to... Dad, I've changed my mind.
You have?
I'm sorry, Rob, but it's all settled.
That's right. There'll be no wedding on the 7th. It'll be on the 21st instead.
But, Dad, I've... You did it to him, too, didn't you?
Did what?
Never mind.
Where's Dad?
He phoned from the office. He'd be a little late for dinner and not to wait for him. Now, look, that salad has got a lot of garlic in it, so everybody eat it. That way nobody offends nobody.
Well, French is the hardest language in the world.
English is worse. We're starting to diagram sentences, and I can't get past the subject and predicate.
What did you kids do today?
It was a wonderful day, Mr. O'Casey. Should we tell them?
I don't know why not.
You tell them.
No, that's okay. You go ahead. Hey, you guys, Katie has a surprise for you.
Hey, me.
Well, I'm sure glad Robbie didn't get rid of you.
Get rid of me?
Well, yeah. He said he was...
He said what, Ernie?
Well, that's enough, Salad. Katie, you want to grab those plates?
Robbie said what, Ernie?
Well, Katie, I said something that doesn't apply anymore.
Such as?
Well, you know, when we were first talking about getting married, I guess the shock was too much, and, well, you know, it's like that old adaptation to a thought bit. I wasn't even used to going steady. Sort of.
Where, you and Robbie trying to tell us something like you're going to get married?
No, Mr. Casey. The day we had the picnic... Did you have something else in mind other than what you finally said?
Well, yes.
Like
but...
what?
Now that we've got that settled, let's clean up around here.
But we just started to eat, Uncle Charlie.
Details.
You didn't really want to marry me. That's why you acted so strange. Rob, you... Something tells me I said something pretty dumb.
Let's put it this way. You ain't getting today's loving cup for bringing folks together. Come on, just don't sit there, fathead. Go get her.
Katie? Katie? Hey, Katie, come on back here. Katie?
Well, if that was Katie I just saw going down the street, she's about a block away by now.
Oh, boy, Dad, I did it again. I blew it for good this time. She's gone. I've lost her.
Well, you made the track team. Why don't you see if your legs are still in shape?
Katie!
Up his big mouth. Well, Katie's no dum-dum, you know. So she put two and two together and came up with a pretty good four.
Charlie, you've already told me. I'm just sorry for both of them that it happened.
Yeah. I got it.
If that should be Katie, I'd like to talk to her.
Hello? Yeah? Uh-huh. Well, don't do anything dumb like driving off a cliff without checking home first. All right. That was Robbie. Katie isn't home and her girlfriends haven't heard from her, so he's going to drive around looking for her.
I suppose that's better than sitting in one place and worrying.
Oh, yeah.
You might as well go to bed, Charlie.
Well, I'll check the front door so that Robbie can get in.
I was trying to make up my mind whether I should ring or not.
Well, it wouldn't have done you any good. The bell's busted.
Katie, come on in.
Yeah, come on in. Sit down here. Come on, make yourself at home.
Why don't you sit over there? Good night, Charlie.
No horse has to kick me in the head. I know what I'm not wanted. Good night.
Well, Katie.
Mr. Douglas, I feel so guilty. I didn't even give Robbie a chance to explain. I just rushed out of here like the heroine in a cheap movie. Is Robbie...
Well, Robbie's out looking for you right now.
He is?
Well, he'll be back.
And when I was walking, I started thinking. I realized I was accusing Robbie of something he couldn't possibly have done. I thought he was trying to get rid of me.
He was. And as long as we're telling the truth about things, when I walked you to the mailbox today, I was trying to break the engagement, too.
I see.
Now, wait a minute, Kate. The point is, we couldn't. Robbie couldn't, and I couldn't.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, just this. I've told Rob it doesn't make sense for two young, jobless, penniless college kids to get married. And it doesn't. And in his mind, Rob agreed with me. But his heart didn't see it that way.
You mean he tried to tell me and he couldn't?
That's right. And neither could I. So, Katie, it looks like we both want you in the family. And it'll work out, believe me. I don't know how, but it'll work out.
Mr. Douglas, I think I'm about to kiss you.
Well, now, let me warn you. In the movies, that's the exact time the other fellow walks in.
I'll take that chance.
Katie!
You were almost right.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah, kissing's no good unless you're doing it yourself.
How long have you been home from school?
A little while.
What are you doing hanging around Robbie's room?
Waiting for Robbie and Katie to quit kissing.
How do you know they're kissing?
Because they quit talking. They're going to get married and move in this house and live in that room.
So? What's wrong with that?
Well, if they do that, where am I going to keep my surfboard? If I ever get one.
I guess we'll all have to make some adjustments. Come on.
Ernie, come on. What do you think?
Oh, it's great. It's just great. I've got a dressing table that'll fit in here just perfectly.
Oh, good. You can put up female curtains and all that stuff. But no flowered wallpaper, okay?
I promise. Rob, I'm just going to love it.
You sure? I mean, it's just one room.
It's a castle.
It is sort of, isn't it?
What are we going to do?
Stick around.
I'd be glad to.
There's another episode of My Three Sons straight ahead on TV Land's Twice as Nice Mornings.